Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 11th. Today's word is deportment, spelled D-E-P-O-R-T-M-E-N-T. Deportment is a noun that means the manner in which one conducts oneself. It's a synonym of behavior. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Adam Gopnik. The one artisanal teachable thing is outer conduct. You can't restructure a genome, but as Mr. Turveydrop in Dickens's Bleak House insisted, you really can teach deportment. The word deportment evolved from the verb deport, meaning to behave, especially in accord with a code, which in turn came to us through Middle French from the Latin word deportare, meaning to carry away. You may also know deport as a verb, meaning to send out of the country. That sense is newer and is derived directly from the Latin deportare. Deportment can simply refer to one's demeanor, or it can refer to behavior formed by breeding or training, and often conforming to conventional rules of propriety, as in this sentence, written by a 17-year-old Emily Dickinson to her brother Austin. Are you not gratified that I am so rapidly gaining correct ideas of female propriety and sedate deportment? With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.